Hello, everyone. I'm Sierra.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is your weekly dose of wicked.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Weekly Dose of Wicked.
Woo! Happy Wednesday! Hope you guys are having a fabulous week.
I'm sure you are. And if you deserve nothing but the best.
I agree. And if not, I hope we're brightening your week.
Yeah, brightening your week with a little sadness.
I mean, brightening their week with a little humor.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
All right, well. What do we got going on in the world of Weekly Dose of Wicked?
I don't think too much. I think things are pretty status quo.
We went to the Taylor Swift Eras movie.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
That you all were anxiously awaiting for us to go to.
I know you really deeply cared.
About. Had a wonderful time.
It was pretty cool. If you're a fan of Taylor Swift, you should definitely go.
I mean, if you're a fan of Taylor Swift, you probably already went.
Okay.
Let's be honest.
Well, even if you're not a fan of Taylor Swift, you should go.
Agreed.
Because she puts on a good show, even if it's behind a movie screen or in front of a movie screen. Whatever.
On a movie screen.
Yeah, that works.
Either way, it was good. I think it was really good, though, too, because we went to the Dolby Digital or whatever.
Yeah.
And that sound.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has, like, the Dolby speakers or whatever. Yeah. So you could, like, feel her music, like, in your chest.
Vibrating you. Yeah, that was cool.
Like, when the bass dropped. Yeah, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. It was a lovely time.
It's a good experience.
For sure.
Maybe we should do it again.
Oh, I'm going again. I'm taking the kids. I already told them I would.
Yeah.
So, children want to go, so we're going to go on like a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I think so.
Maybe if you wait a little bit, the prices will drop.
I don't think that will happen at all.
Oh, okay.
I think that they will continue to be the same price, so.
Okay, well, never mind then.
It's fine. I figure I'll take them like a couple weeks before it goes out. But yeah, it was a good time. Had a lovely time.
Yep. Good time.
What else we got going on?
Nothing. Nothing much. It's getting cold.
Yeah, not a lot going on at all. This has been a pretty mediocre fall, if I'm being totally honest.
Yeah.
Haven't even done anything fabulous.
I took your kids to a corn maze and a pumpkin patch. That was fun. That was fall.
I mean, that was fun for you, but I haven't done anything fall.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying. I have.
Barely done anything fall related at all. Drank some apple cider. That's about it. Had some pumpkin coffees.
Apple cider mimosas.
We did have apple cider mimosas. That's true. I was actually looking up earlier some mulled wine recipes. I was thinking I'd make some mulled wine this weekend.
Oh, that'll be good.
Since I think it'll be cold again.
Probably. It is that time of year for it to be cold and miserable.
What do we got going on in the Patreon? Anything fun?
New episodes. Twice a month.
Well, yeah, for sure. But that's not anything new. We did just put out an episode yesterday. Not yesterday, because this is Wednesday. We put an episode 2 days ago on the Patreon. So you guys should go check that out and see if you want to join it up.
You should join it up. You should do that. Go to www.com.
www.com.
No. Clearly, I'm not the one that says this. www.patreon.com.
You're only saying one, two W's.
You know
You're
what,
like,
I
www.
Give up. All right. You know how to get there.
Anyway, go on to www.patreon.com/weeklydoseofwicked.
That's
you guys
what I
can
meant.
Get bonus content and ad-free episodes and other perks. Just check it out. If you like what you see, then join and have yourself a grand old time.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Be real cool. You can also do your other ways of supporting us. Go on over to Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, all those things. Give us a like, give us a follow, give us a subscribe, head on over to YouTube, head on over to Apple Podcasts, leave us ratings and reviews, and tell your friends about your favorite girls on Weekly Dose of Wicked and see if you can get us some more listeners.
That would be sweet.
I have noticed that we did have a few new likes this week.
Yeah, we
on
did.
On Instagram, so.
New follows.
We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been on YouTube in a while. Actually, I haven't uploaded to YouTube in a while.
I noticed that I actually, was going to do that tonight.
Yeah, I thought maybe that was you. You should do that job. I have a hard time remembering to do YouTube.
I know you do.
I forget about it.
Well, I said I would do it, and you're like, no, I'll do it. It just makes more sense.
Well, it does make more sense when I'm not being forgetful.
So, I can take that job over. Not a big deal.
Yeah, I think you probably should. All right. Let's quit wasting the time. Let's head on over. Let's jump on into our case, is what I meant to say.
Okay. Jumping in. At 8:30 a.m. on August 25th, 2020, 33-year-old Cassandra Cantrell left her family's home in Tacoma, Washington. She had some errands to run and would be back that evening, but she didn't return home. Her mother was worried about her, but assumed that she had spent the night at her best friend Alexandra's house, which she did often. The next morning, her mother still hadn't heard from her and had called and texted her multiple times with no response. Her mother then received a phone call from Alexandra saying that she was at the doctor's where she was supposed to meet Cassandra, who never showed. This appointment was for her first ultrasound, as she was pregnant, so it would be very unlikely that she just wouldn't show up. Turns out that no one had heard or seen from Cassandra since she left the house the morning before. After trying to contact her a few more times, the two reported her missing to the police. Initially, the police wanted to just kind of wait it out, see how it goes, you know, like they like to do. But her family and friends were very adamant that this wasn't Cassandra. She always kept in contact. She wouldn't have left without telling them. She had that exciting doctor's appointment. She wouldn't have just, like, peaced out. She also had an active YouTube channel and social media where she did those shopping haul videos that we all like to watch. Why are you making that face?
I don't like to watch shopping haul videos, so.
Okay, well, I like to watch them.
Well, you said we all like to watch.
I don't like them. I just feel like everybody does. I mean, I don't go out of my way, but, like, if it's there, I'm going to watch the whole thing.
I do not.
Okay, well.
Skip them.
I think you're kind of weird.
Well, whatever. I like to watch cleaning videos on YouTube.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think it motivates me to clean.
But it doesn't.
Sometimes it does.
Okay.
Anyway. I'm like, wow, if they can do it, so can I.
Yeah, see, no, I'm like, wow, that looks like a lot of work. Better not do it.
No.
Well, anyway, so she had a very active YouTube channel, social media, and there had been nothing posted on them in 2 days. Very unusual.
Right.
So a search was started, surveillance footage from the neighbors was looked at, and sure enough, they saw Cassandra get into her car the morning of August 25th and drive away, and she did not return. They continued to scour through the surveillance footage, but she was not seen anywhere else. They used the meantime to question her family and her friends. Who did they think would want to hurt her? Did she have any enemies? That kind of thing. They all said they couldn't think of anyone. She was lovable. She was kind. She just enjoyed making her YouTube videos and acting. She really didn't have anyone that didn't like her that they knew of or an enemy of any kind. Like I said, she loved to act. She had been in multiple local productions. She had a twin brother named Rob, who she was very close with, and they bonded over their love for scary movies and collecting memorabilia, which they eventually wanted to use to open a collectible shop. The police immediately wanted to know who the father of her unborn child was, but there was some differing information. Cassandra's mother told police that it was someone that she had met online and had a quick fling with. Her best friend, Alexandra, said that it was her ex-boyfriend, Colin Dudley's. Cassandra and Colin had met in 2006 during one of the productions that she had been a part of, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. No. Is that right? The Rocky Horror or the Rocky Mountain Horror?
I think it's the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That sounds right.
Okay. I don't know. For some reason, I thought there was a mountain in there. Okay. Anyways, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. She was an actress. He was an actor. And he also worked with the tech there. According to Alexandra, they dated for several months, but they eventually ended things and have been friendly ever since and stayed in touch. Colin had started dating another cast member pretty quickly. Her name was Rebecca. The two had gotten pretty serious and eventually moved in together. According to Alexandra, the two had recently started a romantic relationship again behind Rebecca's back. So the police went to speak with Colin, and he admits that he did date Cassandra briefly in 2006. During their time performing together, but they broke up and haven't talked since. So he said that he was in a happy relationship with someone else. He had nothing to do with Cassandra in almost 15 years. And they brought up that rumor that Cassandra was pregnant and that he was the father. And he denied it, said that it wasn't possible. They haven't seen each other since they broke up.
Do we know who the baby daddy was?
I just told you. Were you not listening to me?
I don't know. I'm confused.
Her mom told the police that it was someone she met online.
Oh, okay.
Alexandra said that it was Colin.
I did hear that, but I didn't know if we actually knew who the baby daddy was. I heard that the friend said somebody and the mom said somebody different.
Haven't confirmed anything, but...
Okay.
So they got to talk to Colin. He said, well, it's not my baby.
Right. Okay.
So 3 days after her disappearance, her car was found abandoned and unlocked with her keys in the center console. It was located near an overpass of the light rail system, a place where a homeless camp was located. The police accessed surveillance footage of the train. What?
It has nothing to do with the case.
What?
Earlier when I went to Food Lion to get dinner, Adam wanted to go with me. And when we were checking out at Food Lion, Adam was like, oh, I got to go say hi to my friend. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. He was like, yeah, it's the homeless guy over there. And I don't know why, but when you just said that about the homeless camp, it made me think of Adam. And I was like, so Adam, so Adam's our 19-year-old brother.
Right.
I was like, so Adam, how'd you become friends with the homeless man? And he was like, oh, well, when I used to work at McDonald's, one day he was outside and he just looked hungry. So I bought him dinner. We've just been friends ever since. And I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes he just really,
that's cute.
He's something. But he's like, oh, I got to go talk to my friend. I'm like, oh, where? And he like pointed to this, I mean, very old homeless man. And I was like, oh, okay. Not there's anything wrong with being friends with homeless men, but
it's just funny.
It just wasn't what I was expecting at the Food Lion full of teenagers when he pointed at.
Right. You expected him to be one of the teenagers, be his friend. Yes. No, not the 50-year-old like, homeless man.
He's like, no, I've got to go outside and talk to my friend. I was like, oh, that's okay. Funny.
Yeah, he's something.
Anyway, sorry. Off subject.
That's okay. Very off subject, but it's all right. So the police get the surveillance footage of the train, and they see Cassandra's car get parked, and then a manly figure dressed in all black with a fedora on and blue medical gloves exit the vehicle, but no Cassandra.
You should never trust a man in a fedora.
No. And if you wear fedoras, I'm sorry, but it makes you untrustworthy.
It does.
I don't know why, but they're just a bad hat to wear.
I feel like the people that wear fedoras are just not trustworthy people. Given my experience with Fedora Man.
I mean, I've never had a bad experience with someone in a fedora, but I don't know. It's just something about the hats.
I have.
We know you have, Sam.
Well, you know I have.
Oh, do they not know you have?
I've never told the Patreons about that. They would... not the Patreons. I've never told the listeners about that. They would judge me hardcore.
Oh, okay, well, we won't tell them then. Let me send you a picture of this guy, though.
Okay. That's okay. I don't mind telling the listeners while you find the picture. So once I was out on the town, not that long ago, and I may or may not have been drugged by a man wearing a fedora. That's really the end of the story. That's really it. I'm like 99% sure that that did occur, though, but there's no telling.
I mean, there was no one else that would have drugged your drink other than Fedora Man.
I think Fedora Man slipped something into my drink based off of the side effects that I had. I just thought I was really, really drunk, but I didn't actually drink that much. So the next day I was telling Ashley about it. And she's like, yeah, homie, I think your drink got drugged. And I was like, what? And she's like, I think you were roofied. Like, what? So.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know. Just all of a sudden I was super drunk.
Yeah, I was like, I only had like 3 drinks. And all of a sudden I was super drunk. I was like, and then today, like, I'm having really bad like muscle pains in my legs. And Ashley was like, yeah, I think you were roofied, homie. I was like, no. And I was like, actually, yeah, I think so. Now that you say that, I think I was.
Yeah, so don't trust a man in a fedora.
No.
And don't let random people touch your drinks.
No. Don't let random people buy you drinks.
Yeah.
Don't ever take a drink from someone that doesn't, like, the bartender needs to hand you the drink. Do not ever take a drink from someone once they have had it by themselves, ever.
Yeah, no. Bad idea.
Horrible idea. All right, fedora man. Why is he wearing blue gloves?
I don't know.
Well, it was 2020.
Yeah.
This isn't that abnormal to me.
Yeah, August of 2020.
So. I mean, he's wearing blue gloves and a mask.
Yeah, so maybe he was just fighting off the COVID.
Maybe. That's what I think.
So maybe not so weird. I didn't think about the fact that it was 2020.
Coronavirus!
I didn't think about that point. Okay. Well, maybe that's why. Well, anyway, so they saw this man and they thought suspicious.
I mean, for the time frame. Okay. Prior to 2020 would have been super suspicious. But I saw some crazy mother truckers out there during COVID. So, yeah. Not that weird to me.
And like gloves and a mask would be like pretty normal. But like,
time frame.
Okay, but I'm just saying, even for like that time frame, people were wearing like hazmat suits.
Yes.
And like grocery bags. You don't remember those pictures that were like all over like Facebook and it was like grocery shopping in 2020.
Yes.
And it was like people wearing like dinosaur costumes.
Mm-hmm. Like blow up dinosaur like costumes. Yeah.
It's when all of the like PPE was like low.
Mm-hmm.
It was a crazy time, man. 2020 was crazy.
It was a crazy time to be alive.
So I guess maybe the blue medical gloves and the mask was not that weird. But
I don't think so. I don't think any of that's weird at all. Given the time frame.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
You forgot about COVID? You know, the other day my kids said that they had forgotten about COVID. And I was like, man, you know, I'm kind of glad because I really thought that was going to scar them for life.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it was they don't remember time. Anymore. And I'm like, all right, well, maybe it's not that bad then. I was like, you don't remember? Like, we all had our masks. And they were like, no. Huh. It was so traumatizing. They just walked it out.
Maybe.
I guess. But no, looking at this picture, I mean, he's just wearing like a, I mean, he's wearing black pants, a black t-shirt, and a fedora. I mean, the most concerning part of the picture is the fedora. The mask and gloves don't bother me at all.
The fedora.
And before you guys think we're just hating on people who wear fedoras, I just wore a fedora on Friday.
Yes, she did.
But I feel like I was untrustworthy while wearing it.
I don't know that I've ever worn a fedora.
I wore one to the Taylor Swift movie because she wears a fedora.
I know. Maybe Taylor Swift is untrustworthy.
Well, we know Taylor Swift is untrustworthy because she released a fucking movie 2 days early.
Oh, yeah. Stupid bitch.
Stupid blondie. Still love her, though.
Yeah, but that was real
If dirty. You listen to our podcast, Taylor, we still love you, but we were pissed. And you cut 7 songs from the set list, man.
Some of my favorites.
Like, what the hell? But yeah, she's not trustworthy. That's why she wears a fedora.
Anyways. So, he was walking down the street. Thing caught him. Couldn't see his face. And then a few minutes later, you can see him sit on a bench for a few more minutes at 11:50 in the... I don't know why I did that.
Why did you do that at all?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I just, like, I can't do this today. I'm having a really hard time. Can't talk. Can't function. Can't think.
It's a bad day to record, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. I had a really long day.
Yeah, we're both a little off.
The bullshit of work and bullshit of life and... Okay, anyways, let me compose myself.
Yeah, don't ever do that to your computer again. I don't know what that was.
My hand, like, got stuck underneath
it. She just, like, I don't know what she was doing. Like, she was, like, shaking her computer like a lunatic.
I don't know. Okay, so anyways. So he's walking down the street. He stops at a bench, sits down for a few minutes. This occurs at 11:50 a.m. Then he gets up and continues walking. They request an emergency trace on Cassandra's phone. And the last ping that afternoon... was on the afternoon of August 25th on an island in the Puget Sound. Does that sound familiar to you?
I have no idea where the Puget Sound is.
Do you remember the feet?
Why would you bring up the feet?
That was in the Puget Sound.
It was. I don't recall it being in the Puget Sound.
It was.
It wasn't. It was in the... It was in the Puget Sound. It was in the...
Yes, it was.
Now that you've said that. It wasn't, though.
It was.
It wasn't, though.
It was.
I don't think so.
Google it. Missing feet.
It was in Canada.
Canada and Washington. We're in Washington right now.
But I don't remember it being the Puget Sound. It was like, my 21 severed human feet washed up in Canada. It was like the something river or something, I thought. The Salish Sea.
Yeah, and the Puget Sound is part of the Salish Sea.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, I do recall that it was in Washington because you were an idiot and you didn't know where Washington was or something, remember?
We don't have to go into all
okay,
that.
Okay, but that did occur.
The Salish Sea includes the Strait of Georgia.
The Strait of Georgia.
Fuka, the Puget Sound, and some other things that are cut off.
Okay, but most of them were in the Strait of Georgia.
Right.
Okay.
But the Puget Sound was part of it. It's the ones in Washington. It was only like 2 or 3 feet. And if you haven't heard about the feet, you should join the Patreon.
Yeah, you should. I mean, no, you shouldn't join the Patreon for the fucking feet. Join the Patreon for literally any other episode. That's not true, though, actually, because that other episode. Some of the Patreon episodes are disgusting, man.
Yeah, they are. We're sorry.
If you're into disgusting things, you should join the Patreon. Because there's also that guy that they put his own penis in his mouth.
Oh my God, stop talking about that.
What was his name?
I don't know.
Robert Berkowitz or something.
I've blocked it out of my memory.
Ugh. There's some gross things in the Patreon. But yeah, the feet are in there.
Yes. So I just thought that was an interesting little tie between this case.
That was unnecessary for you to even bring up at all, actually. Like, I had no need.
I don't think so. Anyways, so the police decide that since the last location is near a large body of water, that it would make sense that her phone got thrown into the water.
That would make sense. That would make sense to me as well. Good detective work, boys.
So they conduct an experiment. They bring a dive team out to Point Defiance Park and go to the shoreline and start throwing rocks into the water and see where they land.
Okay.
That is their experiment.
That is really good scientific work there.
So they see where it lands, and that's where they go look for the phone.
Okay.
Okay, and they find it at the bottom of the body of water, right where they threw the rock. So it was pretty good experimenting.
Okay.
The phone was sent off to see what they could recover from it. In the meantime, they needed to find out who the man was that was walking away from Cassandra's car and find out the information on the baby daddy. Okay, now we're going to go for an ad. Those are two very different noises, but thank you.
And now we're back from our ad break. I was just throwing things at the wall, seeing what sticks.
Okay, I liked it. I liked it.
You guys let us know what kind of ad breaks you guys like.
Okay. So Cassandra's mom turns over Cassandra's phone bill because she sees a number that keeps popping up and she doesn't know who it is. Maybe this will give them insight on who the baby daddy is. They talk to Alexandria again, and she says that Cassandra definitely told her that Colin is the father, but she has no actual proof of that.
Okay.
She says that when Cassandra found out that she was pregnant, she revealed to her that she had been having an affair with Colin, and she had been really nervous to tell him. Previously, in their relationship...
She was having an affair with Colin because he was in a relationship with someone else?
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking she... I was like...
No. She was single. He was had, like, a serious relationship with Rebecca, who he lived with.
Right.
He was having an affair with her.
Okay.
So, when they were in a relationship, Colin had told her... I didn't put the quotes in here, so this is not the actual words, but something along the lines of, if his girlfriend ever found out she was pregnant, he would leave her, and then he would sue her for the rights of custody just to spite her, because he didn't want children.
Colin sounds like a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, just a little. So that really stuck out to them.
I mean, that sticks out to me as well.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Cassandra was a little nervous to tell him that she was pregnant. I don't
blame her. I'd be nervous as well, because he sounds like a sociopath.
But eventually she did tell him, and she said that he took it better than expected, and he was fine with it.
Nah.
She told Alexandra that she told Colin... Let me start that over.
Okay.
Cassandra says that she told Colin that he didn't have to be involved. She knows that he doesn't want kids, and she would do it by herself. She just thought that he had the right to know.
Okay.
Colin told her not to worry about it, and they would talk and work it out.
Okay.
And that is the last update Alexandra got.
Okay. I think that probably, I don't know, maybe Colin's the father. Maybe he killed her because he didn't want kids. Mm. And he didn't want his girlfriend to find out.
Maybe that's plausible. It's a good theory. So police went through the phone records, and sure enough, that phone number that had been continuously popping up on her phone records for months and months and months was also the last person she had contact with the morning of August 25th.
Was it Collins?
They traced the number, and it was Colin.
Oh, why did I call him Collins?
I kept calling him Collins, too. I think it's because of Dad. Yeah, I literally said it was, in fact, Collins.
But his name's Colin. Okay. Yeah.
But, like, maybe I meant possessive there. I don't know. But anyways, it was Colin. It was his phone.
Okay.
His phone number. So, again, they go talk to him, and he says no. He had no contact with Cassandra. But they have a warrant for his phone, and they take it.
Okay.
How
is he going to say no one had contact with Cassandra if they literally have proof that he had contact with Cassandra?
Because he's dumb.
Like, that's dumb as shit. Like, why would he have not? Okay.
Don't know.
It's especially because it's 2020. Like.
Right.
Phone records are very easily to get, sir. I mean, right. I shouldn't say that. They're not easy to get. But, like, it's possible to get them. Like, it's actually kind of a pain in the ass to get phone records.
I mean, her mom had the phone records and just turned them over to the
because
police.
She had her login, I'm sure, right. To get them. But, right. Like, if she didn't have
I would assume Cassandra was, like, on her phone plan.
Right, but if she didn't have that,
right,
they're very difficult to get. That's why everyone should go to Crime Junkie and do the If I Go Missing folder.
I agree
with all
of
your logins.
100%. It might save your life.
It 100% would save your life if you were to go missing, I would say.
They work to get both of their full phone records. In the meantime, they show the footage to Cassandra's family and Alexandra. And Alexandra immediately says, that's Colin.
Okay.
She says that even though you can't see his face, he had the same build as him, and the fact that he was wearing a fedora. That was Colin. Because at one point, Colin went through a phase where he asked people to call him the Hat Man because he wore funky hats.
Oh. So I actually kind of think that we should apologize a little bit because I didn't take into account the fedora wearing. They were theater people.
Mm-hmm.
I think if there's a theater person wearing a fedora, that rule doesn't apply.
Okay, I could see that.
I'm just saying. Like, that's very much a theater thing to do. Like, wear
crazy hats.
Crazy things.
What's that song?
I have no idea.
From the Wizard of Waverly Place. What's that? A hat.
A crazy, funky, junky hat.
Overslept. Hair unsightly.
Trying to look like Keira Knightley. We've been there. We done that. I see right through your funky hat. Yes.
That's what made me think of.
I forgot about that. Yes. But I think that completely changes things. So I apologize to Taylor Swift as well, because I feel like she's kind of a theater kid too.
Kind of.
Okay.
So,
but just a random person with a fedora can't be trusted.
If you don't know their theater.
A theater person, then they can't be trusted.
So at this point, obviously, pretty suspicious of Colin.
Well, yeah. I've been suspicious of him the whole time.
But there's no actual proof.
Okay.
So they have to get some.
Okay, so back up. She told her mom Colin was the dad.
No.
Her friend.
Yes.
Why would she tell her mom that she met the person online then?
I would assume, now this is just me assuming, she didn't want her mom to know that it was Colin.
But why?
Because he had a girlfriend that was not her.
Okay. But why would her mom know that?
Because she used to date him.
Okay.
Like, Cassandra used to date him. They broke up.
Okay. So then she's just, like, telling her mom, like, all about his life?
I mean, no. But, I mean, it seemed like her and her mom were pretty close. They lived together. Like.
Okay. But, like, mom and I are close, too. But I don't, like, tell her the going-ons of my ex-boyfriends.
No. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, unless she asks, which is rare, but.
Okay, well, maybe this mom had more interest.
Okay.
I don't know. She clearly did not want her mom to know.
Okay.
So they continue watching surveillance footage over the town, and they find this mysterious man again walk into the parking garage a few blocks away from where Cassandra's car was found.
And then he got in the parking garage, and he got in his car, and he drove away, and it was Colin in his car.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So good job.
I'm just saying he's not that smart, so.
No. So immediately the SWAT team goes to Colin's house, hoping with a raid they will find Cassandra. Because at this point, they're really hoping that she's still alive. And, like, he's just, like, kidnapped her and, like, holding her hostage.
Well, yeah, because we haven't seen her.
Right.
Huh.
In any of this footage.
Right, right.
Where you've seen him. So, like, that's really what they're hoping.
Right, but that's not
the case. But unfortunately, they go into his house and they find nothing.
Right.
They did gather some evidence in his house. They believed could help them. They found a fedora that looks like the person in the videos.
Mm-hmm.
They bring in cadaver dogs and they start alerting in the basement, but there's nothing there. It does appear that there had been blood in the basement that was cleaned up, but there was not any actual blood left to do DNA testing on. Just like the, you know, when they do the light, whatever that's called.
Luminol?
Yeah, that. So they checked there was blood, but not any for DNA. So that doesn't really help too much. They take Colin in to do fingerprinting, collect DNA, and do some more questioning. Still, Colin is denying everything. And unfortunately, they have nothing to keep him on, so they have to release him. They question Rebecca, who says that she knows nothing of the affair. She didn't see anything that day. They ask her if she thinks that Colin could hurt Cassandra. And she says, well, physically, he probably could. He's much bigger than her. But I don't think he would, or would have any reason to. And I just think that's a really weird answer.
Did they tell her that Cassandra was pregnant with his baby?
I don't know.
I just think that's reason to right there.
I mean, I agree.
He said he didn't want children.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a reason, but
that
Rebecca
is a weird
says
answer,
that
though.
She doesn't.
That is a weird answer. Like, I mean, physically, yeah, but there's no reason why he would. Like, yeah, he totally could hurt her.
Right. Sounds a little suspicious to me.
Hmm.
So the police continue building a case on Colin. They track his movements from August 25th. He goes to Costco early that morning around 6:30 a.m. where he buys some cleaning supplies. Colin states that he bought these supplies for spring cleaning. He then goes back to his house and drives to that parking garage the surveillance footage shows him at, and he arrives there at 8:17 in the morning.
Costco does have really good cleaning supplies, though.
I mean, I don't think it's super suspicious, but...
I mean, I love Costco. You know my feelings on Costco.
Oh, I know.
If anyone wants to buy me a Costco membership, because I just can't justify the membership anymore because I just don't shop there enough. But, like, I love Costco.
You know, I saw a hack on TikTok that if you have somebody who has Costco and they buy you a Costco gift card, you can shop there without a Costco membership.
Oh.
Like, oh, my grandma bought me this Costco membership for my birthday or this Costco gift card for my birthday. And they'll just, like, let you in and shop.
Hmm. Interesting. I don't know that that would work.
I don't know. But that's what TikTok said.
Hmm.
Okay, so anyway, so he arrives at the parking garage is 817. In the back of his truck is a bike. He gets out of the truck. He gets his bike down. He puts on his helmet and he rides away in the direction of his house. The record from their phones show texts between the two. At 8:49 a.m., Cassandra texts Collins and say, Colin, and says, I'm a bit early. That okay? Colin responds, yep, come on down. The record also show that both phones were in the same location for a few hours. And then around 11:40 a.m., Colin turned his phone off. And Cassandra's stayed on, moving toward the location where her car was found. Then her phone goes to the parking garage. And then to the Puget Sound.
I just think that that is really, people are just so fucking dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, not, I feel like I'm constantly giving murderers tips. But, like, why would you not leave your phone on and leave it at home?
Right.
Like, why would you shut it off?
And why would you take her phone to the parking garage?
I don't know.
Like, why would he not drive and get rid of her phone first and then take her car?
Right.
And then go to the homeless people. Not to the homeless people. Then go to the parking garage to get his truck.
Mm-hmm.
That would have made more sense.
Yeah.
So, around 12:45, he goes to the Puget Sound where he gets rid of the phone. And that is the last place it hangs.
Okay.
So, they now have a trail on Colin that didn't look good.
Well, no shit.
But still no body and still no murder weapon. So how else could they get him for the crime? Continuing their electronic evidence, they decide to get a warrant to remove the black box from his truck. This showed all of the same movements of his phone record from the day of. But interesting, on the day after, at 6 a.m., he drives about 8 miles to a remote area where there's a lot of woods, and his vehicle stays there for a few moments, and then he returns home, where he then stays for the majority of the day. This development they found on September 22nd, 2020. The police go to the location of that his truck was at, and there they find a garbage can with ropes tied around it and quite a bit of blood around it. After inspecting it, it was identified to be the remains of Cassandra Cantrell. She had been brutally stabbed and beaten, sustaining multiple fractures to her skull. That same day, Colin Dudley was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. At first, he still continues his innocent story, but obviously that is not true. So he was offered a plea deal, and he pled guilty to first-degree murder and was sentenced to 26 years in prison. He is currently in custody at the Stafford Creek Correction Center in Washington. I know you like those details, Sarah.
I do like those details.
Another really cute thing is her brother started the collectibles shop that they wanted to have.
Yeah.
With all of their memorabilia that they've collected over the years in her honor.
That's pretty sweet.
It's very sweet.
But Colin's a trash bag.
Oh, for sure. He is a trash bag.
So he just maintained his innocence the entire time. So he never, like...
I mean, finally he pled guilty.
Yeah, but, like, did they make him... A lot of times when they do that, they have to...
Like, say why.
Say, like, what the reasoning was.
I did not find that.
I mean, we know what his reasoning was. It's because she was pregnant with his child and he didn't want... That was another thing, too. Did they test, like, the DNA of, like, the fetus to see if it was his?
I'm sure they did.
Poor Cassandra.
I mean, everything says he was the father, so I'm sure that they tested the DNA.
I'm sure they did too, but... Poor Cassandra.
Yeah, very sad.
Extremely sad, especially considering, like, what a fucking trash bag. So she told him, I'll raise a baby by myself, you don't have to be involved at all.
Right.
So, like, fuck you, Colin.
Yeah, she told him, like, you don't have to be involved, like, financially or physically. Like, you don't have to
right.
be
involved. Right, like, screw you.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you kill her? You had no reason to. She gave you an out.
Right. And she said you don't have to be involved, so you never had to tell Rebecca.
Right. It's shitty.
Mm-hmm. I mean, unless this was, like, I didn't really, like, look into the town. Maybe this is a small area, and she would have found out anyways, you know? I mean, either way, not an excuse to kill her.
How would she have found out, though? I mean, like...
I don't know. Small-town rumors. People talk.
Okay, but, like Cassandra said, like, you don't have to be involved, so I don't think Cassandra's gonna be, like, running around.
No, but she told her best friend. What if her best friend told somebody, you know? You know how rumors get out.
I don't know. I just don't feel like she'd be, it doesn't seem like she was spiteful and would be like running around and be like.
No, she seemed very sweet.
This baby is Colin Dudley's. Was that his name?
Yeah, yeah, Colin Dudley.
Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like she was that kind of spiteful person.
No. No, she seems very sweet. So yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, pretty much. Because, I mean, there are spiteful women out there that would do that.
Right.
I was watching a TikTok the other day. And this girl was like, I don't know why everyone wants to be, like, so, this is way off subject, but she's like, I don't know why everyone has to be so, like, skeeved out by, like, STDs and STIs. like, it's taboo. We're not allowed to talk about it. When I found out I had chlamydia, I told everybody. I was like, let me tell you what. I got chlamydia, and here's who gave it to me. So, I mean, like, her, I could see her run around telling everyone, like, this baby is Colin Dudley's. Hello. But Cassandra did not seem like that kind of person.
Why would you go tell everybody you have chlamydia?
She said, I don't remember. It was a really funny TikTok. She's like, when I found out I had chlamydia, I was at whatever lake. Like, it was, I don't know, she's in high school. She's like, I was at whatever lake, and everyone was around, and I was like, attention, everyone, I have chlamydia, and here's who gave it to me. She's like, I told every single person at that lake that day, because I want to make sure everyone knew who gave me chlamydia. Okay, so well, no one else would touch him.
I mean, I guess public service announcement.
It was a funny video, though, for sure.
Yeah, well, Cassandra does not seem like that type of woman.
No, not at all. That's what I'm saying. There's no need for him to kill her at all.
No. I mean, there never is.
Like, she would have went about her life. Okay. There never is, but there's sometimes whenever we hear these, I mean, I can see a little bit of, like, why.
Right, yeah. I mean.
Okay, so, like, when we were doing that one case with that woman who was, like, making their lives miserable, I could have seen one of them snapping and killing her.
Right, like, not okay. Like, it wouldn't have been okay. Actually a reason, but, like, it's understandable.
Right. But, like, this was not understandable at all.
Right. I would agree with that.
There are certain, I'm not saying murdering anybody is ever okay, but there are some circumstances where I'm like, ah, I can understand the psych behind it.
Yeah.
But like this, I can't. Like, you find out your husband's cheating, you kill him.
Right.
I can see the psych behind that. But like, there was no reason. This was absolutely unnecessary in any way, shape, or form. Unless he just didn't trust her, I guess. But I mean, she seems.
Right. I mean, who knows how long their affair had been going on.
Right.
And Rebecca knew nothing about it. So.
Right. And if Cassandra was spiteful, that she would have been like, oh, hey, Rebecca.
Right.
Yeah. And he only got 26 years. Like, screw him. He should have got life.
Yeah. Her family wasn't not happy.
I'm sure they weren't. 26 years is nothing.
Yeah.
For the and murder like, of somebody.
And it's not like 26 years without parole. Like, it's like 26 years. So he'll probably get out sooner than that.
Yeah. It's pretty crappy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll probably get out sooner than that. And like, what? She was 33. So how old was he?
Well, he's 40 now.
Okay, so he was, what, 36?
Yeah, 36, 37.
Yeah, okay.
And one thing I said that he could get out as long as, like, he had good behavior in, like, 2044. So.
It's 20.
24 years.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was actually, like, went to prison in, like, 22.
Yeah. So 22 years?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he'll be 60 when he gets out.
Yeah. He can still have a life after that.
Mm-hmm. Cassandra can't have a life.
No.
Well, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Shitty case. Appreciate it.
Anytime. That's what I'm here for, to bring you the shitty cases.
That was kind of a short one this week, too.
Yeah, it was a little short.
I don't think we have anything else to talk about, so I guess we'll just see you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you heard and you want to support a small podcast, please give us money at
www.patreon.com/weeklydoseofwicked, where you can join one of our four amazing tiers. Starting at just a measly $3 a month, that's literally 10 cents a day, you can join the Slightly Wicked. After that, we've got the Moderately Wicked for just $5 a month, followed by the Awesomely Wicked for $7 a month. And for those high rollers, big ballers, we have the Extraordinarily Wicked. So head on over, check it out. If you like what you see, join it up.
If subscriptions aren't your jam, head on over to
www.buymeacoffee.com/WDOW, where you can give us a one-time donation to buy us a coffee or, you know, like podcasting equipment, which would probably be a better use of our money.
Feel free to give us a follow on
Instagram at weekly_dose_of_wicked, or you can just search Weekly Dose of Wicked and we'll pop up because we're the only ones.
Or you can give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/weeklydoseofwicked.
Or, you know what, you could just do both, because that would be better for us.
For a direct feed of our podcast, please go to
www.weeklydoseofwicked.buzzsprout.com.
Great news, guys. We've made it big time, and you can now listen to us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yep, yep. Even Pandora. They finally let us in.
Make sure to come back next Wednesday for your
Weekly Dose of Wicked. Ba-dum-psh.